Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boudreaux. Franklin moves to second. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franklin scores. Parsons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Desodles moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franklin hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parsons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parsons moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a line drive towards third. Keltner catches it and throws to second to double up Parsons. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Trucks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes strikes out. There goes Fleming. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bagby moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly bunts in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bagby moves to third. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Otto Denning pinch hits for Oscar Grimes. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Gene Desautels. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields it and throws to second for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. Vern Kennedy pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Al Milner pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Jack Wilson now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Kennedy scores. Milner goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.